Trevor Loudon, welcome to the broadcast tonight. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Brandon.
I don't know if you've seen this footage or just saw what we were playing. We already are seeing the agitating here in the Mid-South. It's looking like it's taking place in other parts. Earlier tonight, I sent Annie footage of some guys and gals on the bridge, I-55 bridge in Memphis. It looked like they were wearing Palestinian-type scarves like you used to see Yasser Arafat wear. I sent her pictures of that. She is reporting those are consistent with the patterns we see, which would mean we've got the red-green axis. You want to comment on all this?
Well, okay. I've just been to the website, the Facebook page of Memphis for All. That is the front for Liberation Road in Memphis. Liberation Road is the pro-Chinese Communist Party that started Black Lives Matter. They're the people who burnt Ferguson, Missouri. They're the people who organized much of the rioting in 2020. So the last week, is their Facebook page is nothing but reports on this incident. Black Lives Matter, they're is going down to the park tonight. They're rallying all their people. Black Lives Matter has direct ties to Russia, to China, and to the Palestinians. So we're already at war with China. We're already at war with Russia. And now it's playing out in our streets with pro-Russian, pro-Chinese, Black Lives Matter rioters ready to make hay. And here's another little thing. There's a lot of influence of Liberation Road in the Shelby County, in the local government in Memphis. Why would they release a video at 6 p.m. on a Friday night?
Thank you.
Why not
Thank
do it at
you.
10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning?
Thank you. That you is know, exactly.
This is the perfect time. If you want riots all weekend, you do it 6 o'clock on a Friday night. If you want to keep it low key, you do it at 10 a.m. on a Tuesday morning. I think this is deliberate to because young people are going to be out on Friday night. They're all going to be fired up, a little bit of alcohol involved, and you've got potential riots. And this could happen all over the country. So, yeah, I think there's bad influence in Shelby County. I think Black Lives Matter and Liberation Road both have a lot of influence in the county. They have people on the county commission. And so I think this is set up to start the Black Lives Matter scenario all over again. See, in 2020, they did it in 2020, then they stopped before the election because they wanted Joe Biden elected. They wanted to calm things down. Well, they don't care now. You know, China wants its pound of flesh. China's trying to destabilize this country in preparation for war. Russia is trying to destabilize this country. And I respectfully disagree with Mike Adams before about, trying to negotiate with Russia. Russia's invasion of Ukraine, there's no off-ramp there. That was the first step in World War III. That was the first kinetic step. The only reason we haven't seen the rest is because the Ukrainians have been so damn brave and so darn tough that Putin miscalculated. So, there's no off-ramp there. Putin, you know, the Russian government is not after peace. They're after war. They just want to get this. And the only thing holding them up right now is a few brave Ukrainians and the support they're getting from NATO.
And so, can defend the Ukrainians without having to agree with anything in the past or the corruption of the government in the past or these money scandals where people are taking aid and stuff. So we can defend the Ukrainians as we had a man from Ukraine sitting here a few weeks ago talking about what his poor family goes through and their churches go through and no power and no electricity and no hot water and they're having their city shelled. So again, I mean, we don't have to get into an argument.
Christian humanity should make you feel sorry for these people.
Right.
And I'm seeing Christians condemning them.
Yes.
Like the praising Putin. But back to this issue.
Yes, I have seen that.
We're in a war now. We're in a war now. Russia and China are pulling aggressive moves on this country. And no matter how much we appease them, that's not going to change. The only way to stop them is resolute action against the protesters in this country and against the aggressors on the international stage. And that needs a strong America. And we unfortunately allowed a very weak man to become president. And we're reaping the consequences, and we better get some tough leaders in there pretty quick. I'm glad that Brian Kemp in Georgia called out the National Guard in Georgia. I guarantee there's no rioting in Florida or any significant rioting in Florida, because my governor, Ron DeSantis, will be on their case if there is. They know there are Ron DeSantis has passed laws in Florida anticipating exactly this kind of scenario, and they will be very loath to cross Ron DeSantis on this kind of thing. But in other states, it's fair game. Blue states, it'll be fair game. So we got to understand, Black Lives Matter is a Chinese operation. Liberation Road is the organization running this. Go to their Facebook page, Memphis for All, and look at all of the stuff they've got on this issue for days and days and days and days, getting their people ready for tonight. So
their people include,
hopefully it will not turn violent tonight, but I'll be surprised if it doesn't.
And their people includes Marxist and the Islamists, the Red-Green Axis, correct?
Yeah, look, Liberation Road has deep, Black Lives Matter and Liberation Road have deep ties to the Palestinians, for instance. Very deep ties. You know, like what happened in Ferguson was modeled on the Antifa of, you know, the Intifada of Israel, when the Palestinians were creating havoc in Israel a few years ago. There's very deep ties between Black Lives Matter, Liberation Road, the other communist group, Freedom Road Socialist Organization, and the Palestinians, and also Syrians and other Muslim groups. So yeah, this is the Red-Green Axis. This is international in scope, and we are seeing it play out in America. This is an aggressive action by people who support China, and they want to make maximum chaos in this country to weaken us as much as possible, to set us up to lose any future war.
How will this be used to further something we've talked about a lot, Trevor, and that is federalizing the police, bringing the police under federal control, and then of course linking it to the UN?
Well, see, this is the vicious cycle, isn't it? You hire they elect these left-wing communist DAs who don't back up the police, and the police are scared to act, and so good cops start leaving, and then they can't get cops, so they hire underqualified people, poorly trained people, and set them loose on the streets, and they can't handle it, they haven't got the discipline, bad incidents happen, gives the cops a worse name, and the cycle spirals down.
And sets the
That's
and
exactly
sets the
what's
chaos,
happening. This is the fault of
sets the chaos for then the feds to say, oh, we got to step in and take care of this.
Yeah.
And then they federalize
Look,
the
you
police.
You cops, you're all racists. You're all racist. You're all disciplined. We need federal oversight. That's what it'll say. So the process is the communists elect a bad one of their DAs. The DA does nothing, doesn't back up the cops, doesn't protect the cops, lets criminals out on the streets. Good cops get disgusted. Good cops leave the force. They need to get more cops, so they hire gang members. They hire people with criminal convictions. They don't train them properly. They're not very well led. They get into incidents like this. They lose their temper. They lose their cool. Bad things happen. The whole police force gets a terrible name, which creates more tension, and the feds say, well, we better do something about this. We better federalize the police forces around the country. And that's your Gestapo. That's how it happens. So yeah, this is bad from all sorts of angles, but we need to understand this is a communist movement. Black Lives Matter is communist. They work in conjunction with communist China, and to a degree with Putin's Russia, and with Islamic terrorists. So yeah, they aim to create maximum chaos, and they'll use incidents like this See, so I saw an article tonight. Van Jones, remember Van Jones?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
He said even though the cops were black, this was still could have been motivated by racism. Now, Van Jones is a Maoist. That's what he is. I exposed him. He got kicked out. Glenn Beck got him kicked out of the White House. He's still a Maoist. He was associated with the Liberation Road people. These are his folks. So now he's stoking this racial flame. Even though they're black, and I'm sure he wishes they were white, but black's okay because at least they're cops. Well, because they've been trained by white people, they're Uncle Toms, they're doing the work of the slave master. So no matter what, who does it, it'll always come back to racism. Cops are bad. The system needs reform. We need police oversight. We need federalization. And it's just all part of the revolutionary process.
Let's look at this. This is Interstate 55 tonight. Headed over into Arkansas. So they have shut down I-55. If you look to the right, you see the what we often refer to in the Memphis area as the M Bridge, because when you see it, it looks like an M for Memphis, but it's the M Bridge. That's I-40 to the right that's all lit up. This shutdown here is I-55, both major interstates for transportation, obviously travel, but for transportation. You can see all the big rigs. And of course, FedEx is in Memphis. So this is a huge problem. And of course, many, look at all the big rigs. There's just tons of them. And of course, this is where you pick up Interstate 55 headed south into Mississippi. Again, Interstate 40, 240, the 40, the Nashville heading northeast out to the East Coast. So again, this is a major area. Many national security experts, by the way, have worried about these two bridges. For many reasons, from a national security standpoint, international infrastructure. So we have been very aware of these bridges as far as their importance, but they are.
Well, do you think professional communist agitators would know strategically where to go?
Yeah.
So this is just people who just fired up and they just decide to occupy this particular area to hold up traffic, very strategic here. This is planned. They've been planning this for some time. They probably planned this even before the young man was killed. They thought, when we start riding in Memphis, where should we assemble? What's going to do the maximum damage, cause the most economic damage, cause the most frustration, cause the most confrontation with the cops? Oh, we'll go there by the M Bridge. You know, people, they have this planned out. They have training courses for this kind of stuff. They have training schools for this kind of stuff. And there's nothing spontaneous about this. There was nothing spontaneous about the riots in Ferguson, Missouri. They brought 10,000 people. Liberation Road brought 10,000 people into Ferguson, Missouri to riot in that little area. 10,000 people from outside the town. And they have these networks. They're all primed. They're ready to go. They know they'll get an incident every now and then. They know that cops beat people sometimes. People die. People get provocative to the cops sometimes. They know this will happen. And they're all ready to go. I'm sure they have maps of every major city. This is where we go when the trouble starts. This is where we cause the maximum damage. If anybody thinks this is spontaneous, I'll sell you that M Bridge. I own it and I'll sell it to you, and you can charge tolls on it. How's that?
Yeah, exactly. We are getting reports tonight that two Shelby County deputies, the sheriff deputies, have been relieved of duty pending an administrative investigation. This is according to Sheriff Floyd Boner Jr. Apparently, again, being in dark, it was hard to tell. Two Shelby County Sheriff officers, sheriff deputies, appeared on the scene. He, having watched the video for the first time tonight, I have concerns about two deputies who appeared on the scene following the physical confrontation between police and Tyre Nichols. I have launched an internal investigation into the conduct of these deputies to determine what occurred and if policies were violated. Both of these deputies have been relieved of duty pending the outcome of this administrative investigation. Before we let you go, Trevor, you have been warning about this, and you have a website with many of your books about these organizations, history on these organizations. at trevorloudon.com, if you don't mind putting his website up there Thomas. There we go, trevorloudon.com. What books would you recommend if they wanted to get up to speed on some of these organizations you've been talking about tonight?
Well, my newest book, Security Risk Senators, about the Marxist backgrounds of U.S. senators, I have a list in the start of all the major U.S. communist and Islamist organizations and how they cooperate. And then you can see how they cooperate with your senators and congressmen in the book. So, yeah, Security Risk Senators, thanks for the plug, Brannon, but people will find them very, very interesting. Security Risk Senators, the beginning chapters are all about the different communist organizations in the country, and the last chapter of book two is all about what we can do about it.
There is the website.
TrevorLoudon.com.
There is the website, Security Risk Senators, part one, part two, Enemies Within the Church, White House Reds, The Enemies Movie, Burn This Book, of Barack Obama and the Enemies Within, all of these resources by Trevor
Loudon. Yeah, the Enemies Within, yeah, the Enemies Within video is 2 hour, an hour and a half long. It's got a lot of whistleblowers in it. That's all about the red-green axis, how the Marxist and Islamists have worked together to infiltrate the Congress, to infiltrate their people into the Congress and the U.S. Senate. So this is how it works, Brannon. You get the rioters in the streets, and you get your people in Congress. And the rioters in the streets say, we need police oversight, and we need to shut down the cops. And the congressmen, who are their friends, say, well, there's a lot of pressure from the streets. We need to respond to this pressure. We better bring in police oversight. We better shut down. We better federalize the police. It's called pressure from below, pressure from above, and the middle class gets squeezed every single time. The left employs the rioters on the streets. They have their people in the system who respond to the rioters' demands, which have been organized in advance by the people in power anyway.
You know, we've been talking about that pressure from above, pressure from below, the communist tactic, pressure from above, pressure from below. So that's what you're describing right now, and that's what we're seeing right now.
That's what happened. We've got a whole bunch of Congress members who are sympathetic to Black Lives Matter and these people. So they'll be raising a ruckus in Congress now about police brutality, how we need to do something. We need to take the guns off. The other thing will be taking guns off people as well. So all of it, you know, you got the street level rioters who are communists, and they get elected, their sympathizers to the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate, and then they coordinate together to get their measures passed through the Congress. It's an old technique. You've got about 100 members of Congress and about 40 members of the U.S. Senate who are basically working for the radical left in this country, including Steve Cohen, the congressman from Memphis. He's very much part of this radical movement. He has ties to Liberation Road and some of the other Marxist groups in this operating in that city.
TrevorLoudon.com, and of course we're pleased to announce Trevor has a show with us. He's had one for a while, but now he's daily, 30 minutes every day. What time, Trevor?
7 p.m. is it? I'm not sure because I just record it. Then you play it later.
I don't remember what time
it
is.
I think it's 7 p.m.
I think it's 7 p.m. Central too at W.
Sorry.
And it's all and on demand. 7 p.m. Is when it airs on our stream at WVWTV.com and on demand at WVWTV.com. So you can go watch all of this week's shows by Trevor Loudon on demand at WVWTV.com. That's my website. What were we going to say, Trevor?
I just think we're going to see a lot more of this activity coming up, and I'll be there commenting on it and exposing it. Look, if I could probably get, I think I could give the FBI a list of the 100 worst race agitators in the country, and they could shut this down. But they're far more interested in going after people who take selfies in the Capitol building to worry about anything like that. They could have shut down Black Lives Matter very easily if they had wanted to. They could easily identify the leaders. They should know who these people are. I know who these people are. And they could do it. But there's political considerations here.
Indeed there are. TrevorLoudon.com. Thank you for joining us on a Friday night, Trevor.
Always a pleasure, Brannon. And let's hope the weekend goes better than it might, okay?
Absolutely.
Let's hope it's more peaceful than it could be.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
TrevorLoudon.com. TrevorLoudon.com.